Okay, so it starts on Nun Aleph, Ahmed Aleph. Okay. So the Gemara says, Shiari Adam. So the Shirayim from the Dam of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Okay, those are the things that you were mocked on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, which is namely what? The Dam Yom HaKippurim, the Dam HaPor, Dam HaSoyer, and then the Dam of the Kohen Mashiach. The Kohen Mashiach is, and then what else? And the Dam from the Edo. Nelaman, the Edo. Okay. So those three, you do Zrikas Adam on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. On the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And the Shirayim you do on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, Kineged HaYesod, like you say every day in Ezel Mekom Shal Zvachim, right? So it's Kineged HaYesod. So the Shirayim, that's the, we say in Machvin. In Monoson Loikev. Right? It happens to be a Machlokas Tanoim, whether it's Machiv or not. But we don't understand the whole system there. That's what we left with yesterday. Because the Shirayim are not Machaper. Okay? So if they're not Machaper, why? How can you learn a couple? Well, let's take it slowly. All right, let's go step by step. All right. So, my time, I'm a call. You said Mizbech Olo, Asher Pesach Ol Moed. So then have the gears some way. We're going to go with that the next gears. Who would plug by Bereshit? Okay. And so you know that it's my Rafi. It's the Yisod my Rafi. Tan Rabbana. Okay. This is the new Tan Rabbana. And it's separate, and this needs a lot of explanation. Tana Rabbanan, El Yisod Mizbach HaOlam. So what is he doing here? So Rashi gives you the backdrop for the whole thing. That El Yisod Mizbach, my time, okay. My time, El Yisod Marav Hu Dichsiv Beparkoin Mashiach. El Yisod Mizbach HaOlo Asher Pesach Olo Moed. Yisod She Kineged HaPesach V'Zui Ma'arav Oshel Mizbeach Shehu Kineged Pesach HaHechol U'Lekamon Bevreisen Afgalon Par Yom HaKippur Miribuya Dahapo She'Ton Matan Domim Yisod Kepar Kon Mashiach U'Besoy Yiksiv V'Asos Domo Kasher Oslo Dam HaPo. Okay. So everyone that's Bakar is more fortunate here, that they know that that it's referring to the Dam HaSoyer in Achrimos. Okay. So you have the Dam HaPor, the Dam HaSoyer, and it's all derived from where? From the Dam of the Par Shel Kohen Gadol. Okay? All right. That's just like a backdrop. Gosh, it's good. But now we come to the tough stuff. All right. So what does it say? Tan Rabbanan. Well, you sold Mizbach Olo v'lo yisod Mizbach HaPnimi. So Rashi. El yisod Mizbach Olo chomesh parshios b'chatos. There's five parshas, b'chatos shel par Moshiach, I'm sorry. There's five parshas. One is chatos shel par Moshiach, that's the first one. The shel helem, that's the second one. That's the Edo. Shehein pnimios. Those two require matan damim al mizbach ha'pnimi. The shel soyer nasi is the third one. They have the same expression, only so mizbach ha'olah. And that's by the Nasi, who's the Melech. V'shel kivsas yochid, v'shel siras yochid, chein chitzonius. Then you have two more that are chitzonius. So there's like five parshas in the row. where it says El Yisod. There it says B'shtayim Apnimios U'Besar Nasik Siv B'Shvichas Shirehen Shirehen El Yisod Mizbach HaOlam. That's the expression. B'shtayim Achitzonios, on the two latter ones, Ksiv El Yisod HaMizbeach Stama.
Right.
Okay. Now Rashi's trying to explain what's going on over here. Okay. So he's saying Ukadarish Tano Milsa
Tlasa.
Tlasa, I'm sorry. Kadarish Tano Tlasa. El Yisod Mizbacha Ola Lama Pirish Hakosov. So the Tana, he's giving you a backdrop over here, a little confusing, but what he's telling you is that the Tana is darshaning the first three. And that he derives from Tarskana. Okay. V'achigashin lo b'tarskana, mo yisod mizbach ha'olam, shel parkoi moshiach, v'lo yisod mizbach ha'pnimi. So you shouldn't pour it on the mizbach ha'pnimi. Al yisod mizbach ha'olam, shel par ha'edo, she'ein tamud lomar. She'ein lo yisod l'pnimi atzmo. Kishu omer al yisod mizbach ha'olam,
El
Olamid. I'm sorry. It's a little more. And that's more or less like the Tarascanum, right? He's doing Tarascanum here. Shein Tamad Lomar El Olam Lalamid Shein Yisod L'Pnimi Atzma. Kishu Omer El Yisod Mizbach Ha'ola B'Soir Nasi. That's a regular chatas that's Nasa B'chutz. The only difference is that it's the Melech. She'ein Talmud Lomar. You don't need it. She'imes Shiyarov Loki Bel Mizbach Ha'pnimi Shiyarei Mizbach Ha'chitzon Yekabel. Because if, what's your option? That you should pour it on the inside. But the inside Mizbeach is not the Yisod is not Mekabel its own. So certainly you can't Mekabel the outside. The outside's done.
Right?
Dovar Acher V'chi Yesh Lo Yisod L'Pnimi Atzmo. Moreover, we learned from the second one that it doesn't have Yisod altogether. Im Kain Matalmud Lomar El Yisod Mizbach Ha'ola,
right.
Ten Yisod L'Mizbecha Shel Ola. Okay, so that's, he's just quoting the source, which is the Tarascanum. Now Rashi goes, V'hocha Nami Ba'inin L'Migris Tlasa. And here too, in our Gemara, in other words, you also have to be Gores that it's going on the first three. V'hachigasin upirusho El Yisod Mizbach Ha'ola Amo B'parko Mashiach is going back again. V'lo Yisod Mizbeach HaPnimi Shelo Toma is explaining B'mako Matnakronos Shom Yishvichas Shiarov. Because there's a good svar to say that the Shvichas Shirayim should be done where the Matn Dom is done on the Kronos of Mizbeach HaPnimi. Right? So, Kamash Malan, no. That it's done on the Yisod Mizbeach HaChitzon. That's numero uno, that's one.
There's no Yisod there.
What? No, on the Kronos.
Oh, so you do it on the Kronos?
On the Kronos, that's the Avimina. That the Shvicha should be B'mokom Matan Dama. Why it should be that way, we don't know anything so far. But hopefully we'll be able to put things together here.
That's what he's saying.
Even the pshat is not together. Okay. El Yisod Mizbeach Ha'ola, Mizbach Ha'ola, Ba'omu B'Para'eda. Now he's taking up the second one. D'lo Tzorach Su Da Iskish La'dadi. Because the Para'eda is Iskish to the Para'akoyin HaMashiach. Elalumod bo shafilu yisod ain lo lepnimi. that it doesn't even have a yesod. Not only doesn't it have a chutas ikron on the whole business of the three components of the mizbech hachitzon, it doesn't even have a yesod. Okay. Sha'afilu yesod ein lo l'pnimi v'hochi midrash. V'hochi midrash, hol in meyusa l'drasha. And since it's meyusa l'drasha, because you don't need it, because you know it can't be going on, you need to learn it out from Parkon Mashiach. So yisod yeh l'mizbeach l'mizbach ha'ola v'lo l'pnimi. So it teaches you two things, that the chitzon should have yisod, and the pnimi should not have yisod. So that's two. Now the third one. El Yisod Mizbach HaOlah again, Omer B'Sor Shanasi Shein Talmud Lomar. You don't need to say it. King the Farsh B'Toras Kahanan Behedya Mitre Taimi Chada Dohashiyori Domim Shel Atzman Shel Pnimi Kigan B'Par Mashiach Ve'edo Lo Kibel HaPnimi Kida Amwaran Shiorov shel chitzon yekabel bitmiya. If it's own dam, it's not makabel. So it certainly won't be makabel dam from the mizbech hachitzon, because it's own dam. There's more svara to be makabel. Okay, which hopefully we'll find out what that svara is. But he's saying mitrei tamer. One of the first one I did already. That's the first one, sorry. Shiyar Shachisin Yikal bit me up. V'od l'madnu shein lo yisod. Moreover, the second limud teaches you that it doesn't have yisod altogether. U'lakamo nach nami yachif parshin lo b'shmaitin. Imkei ma tamud lo mel yisod mizbecho olo. Tein yisod l'mizbecho shel olo. Tain Torah Shrichas Shirayim Yisod Lehilchas Mizbecha Shal Ola Sheyeheya Mizbeach Ton Ba'olo B'chol Donim Anitonim Olov Shrichas Shirayim El HaYisod Im Nisha B'kli Klum Kishazorek Mimenu Shtei Zrikos L'shtei Kronos Yishpechenu L'Yisod U'mishom D'ba'olo L'oksiv Shrichas Shirayim Yitzrich L'me'ofaf Hachi. Because there is no din of real intrinsic din of shvicha shirayim by olah like you have by chatos apnimi. Because by the chatos apnimios you have it because there's a halacha of by chatos apnimios you have it because you have to leave the shirayim and there's a din of shirayim that you have to do it. It's one of the things you have to do. Question makif, not makif, but you have to do it. But by Ola, it doesn't say anything, and that's what Rashi says. It's only if you have it. But there's no intrinsic chiyuv of shirayim. You don't have to leave over shirayim by an Ola in order to do zrika, in order to do shfichas shirayim. Okay, so but it's telling you a chiddush that if there is Shirayim, so then it'll need Shvicha Kenegad HaYisod. Right?
Mm-hmm. And Shirayim only happens if he has any left over from the Zerika?
Yes. Yeah. Not real. Not like by Chatos HaPnimis that require Shirayim. Okay? O Eino Elo L'Mizbecho Shel Olo Yehei Yisod. So you have a choice here. Either it's telling you that if there are Shirayim, you have to do what? You have to pour it on the Yisod, or else it's telling you something else. What else could it be telling you? Where am I at?
7 lines from the bottom.
Oeino elo l'mizbecha shel ola yehei yisod. Oeino bo l'lami klomo shvicha shirayim shel ola. It's not coming to tell you anything about if there is shirayim, you have to be shofcha yisod. V'yal sh'or domen. Ela bola lamed al hilchos hamizbeach b'matan domo shel ola sheyitein shtei matnoseh kineged hayisod v'lumuti keren mizrachas dromis she'ein lo yisod ken arminin b'hai pirkei. That it'll be puzzle if you did the Zrika on the southeastern corner. So you have the ramp in your mind, and if you make a right when you go up on the ramp, so that's the corner. That corner has no Yisod. Why does that corner have no Yisod? Because you have in the north, you have it, it goes all the way out, and it goes in Amma beyond the Mizbeach. Okay, but you certainly have it in the north. And in the south, the same thing. It goes from north to south, and it sticks out an extra Amma beyond the Mizbeach. So
southwest.
Southwest, right.
But it's really only on two sides of the Mizbeach.
Doesn't show that in the picture.
So what?
It's really only on two sides of the Mizbeach. Yeah. They have the southwest.
Yes.
Two and a little bit. Right?
Two sides where they stick out.
Can't see it on that picture.
They stick out on the northeast.
That one I see.
And
with
on
the
southwest.
No, that's northeast.
That's the
one.
But northwest certainly has the two sides. That's good. That's good. The two sides. The two yesods. What do you call it? Meet over there.
There's okay. Only one corner that doesn't have on there.
Only right. One corner doesn't have. It doesn't have any yesods.
Right?
Okay. So therefore, we have
two
a.
Picture's
good, huh?
Yeah. Where's the other one?
Yeah.
You
know,
this is
so,
that's you see, right. But over here, you know, over here.
Well, it's because it's flat.
Some people want two dimensions.
Did you get a video for the recording?
Oh, yeah, there you go.
When I asked her a man, I was there. Yeah. So, once again, so you have a...
Kalvachomer, can you just repeat very quickly the Kalvachomer?
Yeah, I'm going to go over it. Okay, now we're up on the third one, El Yesodim is Bacha Olam. So the Gemara says, what do you need this for? Because it cannot mean, you couldn't do the Shvicha. This is by the Melech, and it's a regular Ola by the Melech, and it's telling you that you have to pour it down the Yesodim Mizbach HaChitza. So why does it have to tell me that? Where else? I can't pour it on the Mizbach HaPnimi. First of all, it has no Yisod. And secondly, the Mizbach HaPnimi isn't Mekabel its own Dam and Yisod. Certainly wouldn't be Mekabel Dam from the Chata, from the Ola Mizbach HaChitza. Okay? So I need it for a Limud. Now, the Limud could be one of two things. Either it could be that there's a Toras Dumim for the Ola on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, any Dumim that are brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, if after the Zrika you should be left with Dum, should remain Dum, so then you'd have to pour it on the Yisod. That's one thing. Because the Torah doesn't mention any whiz. There's no intrinsic Shiori Dumim by the Ola. Masha Eina Kane. By the chatos apnimios, you must have a shiari dam. That's one of the matanos. Okay, so you might say if this shiari dam, you have to do it by on the mizbech on the yisod mizbech chitza. Another possibility is zrika. That the zrika must be done in the airspace on top of the Yisod. Okay? So the question the difficult point here is, how could you, and we have a Kalvachomer, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel even have a Kalvachomer, that if the Dam from the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Shiori Dam, which is not Machaper, requires Yisod, so certainly the Dam Ola, in its Zrika, which is a Machaper, certainly requires Yisod. So therefore, the Zrika cannot be in the Keren Dromus Mizrachus, because that's the one Keren that has no Yisod, because the Yisod goes along the north side and along the west side, and it sticks out an Amma on both ends, so it comes out that you have the Yisod on the northeast, on the northwest, on the southwest, but the southeast there's no Yisod at all. So Rashi says, so that's what the pasuk, so that's what it came to let me hear, that the Zrika can't be there because there's no airspace on top of a Yisod. Question is, where does this idea of airspace come from? And how can you learn it at Kal Vachomer? One is Shvicha Shirayim, that you have to be Shofech the Shirayim on the Yisod. The other is a Maisa Zrika. What kind of Yisod is that? That it's in the airspace. That comes from nowhere. That's the biggest problem in this. So again, that's what the Brisker Rav handles so beautifully. But we wanted to, before we got there, we wanted to explain some of these Kal Vachomers and how they work and what they really mean. Okay, so.
Rabbi, yeah. Isn't there
a
more, we seem to be passing on a question which
bothers me. Okay. So Mendy's asking a question. Why should there be a relationship between Shvicha and between Zrika altogether? That's what I want to take care of.
Okay.
Without the Brisker of
Zrika. Right.
Just assuming the Brisker is kasha, no kasha. the question is, especially by the fact that the Shvicha Shirayim have no kapara.
Right.
So what does it got to do with Zrika Shel Kapara? I mean, it's two different phenomena.
Yeah, it just seems that you have something correct? Left over.
Okay. Another question we could have is, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's Ma'akev. How could it be Ma'akev if it's not Mechaper? And Rabbi Akiva himself says it's not Mechaper. I'm Rabbi Akiva Mashmarim, She'ein Mechaprim Ve'ein Boyin Le'Kapara. So the Gemara says, why does he add that over Rabbi Yishmael's statement, which is Shane Mechaprim, just Shane Mechaprim? So the Gemara says he wants to let you hear that it's Ma'akev. They ain't boiling the kapar, but it is Ma'akev. Okay?
Is there any key on hold that's not Ma'akev?
Yeah, Rabbi Akiva's
one. Am I making a mistake?
Yishmael sabe kapar hu delo mechapri ava ikuvi ma'akve? The Kiva the most of Ain Bala Kapara should be in the Ain Matan Damashal Matanos Kalaba. The Lam Akiva Shirayim Lahazos.
Oh, see, opposite way, okay. So, in other words, Rabbi Yishmael was a lot. Because it's a shame boy like a par.
Rabbi Yishmael, right. Just
and Rabbi Kiva is.
No.
Rabbi Yishmael, what did Rabbi Yishmael say? He said.
Kavacham Mashram Shem Machaprin.
They're not Machaprin.
But they are
Makiv. Right, Makiv is off. I don't think you're right.
Well, they are Makiv.
Right.
And Rabbi Akiva says, what? Shein Machaprin, they ain't born like a para. So he means it's not Ma'akev.
Bon Kapara means
it. Ain't Bon Kapara means you don't need it.
For
Kapara. For Kapara. It's not Ma'akev. Okay. I'm sorry. That's it's the opposite way. Okay, fine. So, these Lashonos.
Yeah.
Not exactly easy. Yeah. It's a funny thing. They say that, I saw this article. I don't know if it's true or not, but they say in South Korea they're teaching Gemara.
Yeah.
I said the Jews became geniuses because they learned Gemara.
Yeah.
No doubt. I'd like to see them do this one.
I don't think they're doing Svari either.
Their Gemara's having to do Gubetzis already in the text.
They're doing computer method learning.
So, anyways, so you have a Kal Vachomer. Okay, so we're asking two questions. What's the Kal Vachomer? Is any question, Andy? And what's one thing I do with the other? And
yeah, that's the main.
What's one thing I do with the other? Right? Okay.
Yeah.
And also, how could you say it's Makev? If it's not Machaper, so Kapara took place already. So how could you go backwards? After Zrika, there's Kapara. If you're not Makev of the Amorim, it doesn't matter. So, yeah, what I wanted to answer to that question. Yeah, first I want to take a more simple question. That the theory that if there is leftover dam by the Ola, so we say that it requires Yisod. But only if there is leftover dam. If there isn't, you don't do it. Okay? So I want to differentiate in Svar between that and between the case of where you have necessary Shirayim. Okay? if it's a halacha only when it's left over, so it's not halacha in the matan damim. There's no din matan damim of shirayim. There's only a din that the kedushas hadam demands that you dispense with it in a particular way, like the Sodom Mizbeach. It's halacha in the cheftza shel dam anisha. Dam anisha min hakapara. But it's not a din matan damim in the korban. Varai, you don't need it. But if you spot Masha'ina came by the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the damim that go on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, there's a mandatory shirayim.
Right.
So that's a halacha in the korban, that the korban requires a matan damim keneged ha'yisod of the Mizbeach HaChitza. Correct.
It's
a keem in the carbon. The carbon requires a matan damim. Okay? Whereas the limud and ola is just in the cheftza shel dam.
So it's not a keem in the carbon.
Not a keem in the carbon.
What is it? Just a question of kavod?
It's a question of the damim demand because of the kedusha. So dam demands that this is the way you dispense it.
Can't throw in the garbage.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the question. If you're going to say it's a lochem this week, you can.
Right.
Okay.
Even when you say it's a mitzvah to keem in the karban, it's still not a mechaper.
Exactly.
It's just part of the mitzvah?
Yes. Well, that's what I'm going to try to define now.
Okay.
How about that? Okay. What I'm trying to define now is what is the concept of a matan damim, and according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's mandatory, it's ma'akev, and yet it's not a mechaper.
Right?
Mm-hmm. But it'll be ma'akev. The carbon's not going to be good.
It won't be kim kapari.
Yeah.
Right.
Be ma'akev the kapara, but the kapara took place where it is not a machaper. Right?
That's right. The kapara takes place. So what takes happens with mafreya? It's like...
So what happens with mafreya, right? How does that work? So you have to say like this, that the shirayim is not just the din shirayim leftovers. It's shiore dam kapara. The shiore dam that was involved in kapara. Okay? So the Torah teaches you that the halacha is over here that not only do you need a matan damim for the kapara, but even dam that has a shaychus to kapar, that it's shori dam shel kapar. In other words, it's related to kapar. Also needs a matan damim. By virtue of the fact that it's related to kapar, it demands, this carbon demands not just a matan damim on the machaper, but it needs a matan damim on the dam that's related to kapar. And that's the carbon demands, according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel, sorry.
Right.
According to Rabbi Shmuel, the carbon demands it.
Right.
So therefore, the kasha is off. Because the kasha was, how could that be? Kapara took place.
Right.
The answer is, but the kapara took place, you're right. But the only thing is, the carbon didn't take place. Because there's no kiyum carbon, and once there's no kiyum carbon, there's no kiyum kapara. Because the matan domim of this carbon is very high level, it's very unique. It's saying that you need matan domim not just for maisa kapara, but you need matan domim for the cheftza shel dam that was involved in kapara. And if you don't do that, you did not satisfy the matan domim shel korban.
Even if there's no leftovers, you have to make. You have to
you make, have sure, to make sure there's leftovers.
Why do you think there's leftovers?
You do.
Why?
Sure, you're dumb.
Why, according to what you're saying, that you have to? Because you're saying the dam which is dam shiori dam shel kapara, but you have to have shiori dam shel kapara in the first place.
Why
do you have to have shiori?
Because you have to demonstrate the kedushas a carbon.
Right.
that the carbon requires a matan damim of the shirayim, even which are related to kapara. You have to demonstrate that idea. This is a carbon, in other words, whose kedushas a carbon requires not just kapara, zrika, not just kapara, matan damim, not just matan damim, but even the dam that's related to the matan damim requires. You have to make sure there's dam related to the matan damim, and you have to give that dam a nesinam, a matan damim on that dam also. That's the kedushas hakarbon. That's the extent of the kedushas hakarbon. Okay? Now, given that, now we understand Mendy's question and the Kal V'Chomer.
1 second, so just want to go over this. Can I ask you a question on this?
In other words, the damim that's related to kapara via the shem shirayim shebo.
Right.
Shirayim shelma. Shirayim shel dam shen nizrik l'kapara kapara. So it's a relative. So even in this carbon, there's a required matan damim for a relative. That which is a relative to kapara. And if you don't do that, you didn't fulfill the carbon. Okay? So therefore, Mendy's question is answered. His question was, what's the relationship between the dam, the shirayim shenishpachem on mizbeach achitzon that are not for kapara, to zrika, which is machaper? It's two different things. But the answer is it's not two different things. Because the reason why the shirayim require matan damim and have a din matan damim is because yesh lehem shayoches lekapara. They're relatives of kapara, related to kapara. So Kal V'Chomer, the Zrika, which is Kapara Atzma. So the Gemara is Kal V'Chomer, is Kaftov Aferach. Of course, the Yes-based question I didn't answer, but the Gemara is Kal V'Chomer, is Kaftov Aferach. Okay? Mm-hmm.
So if you don't do the...
What Rabbi Akiva holds is straightforward. Okay. That it's a kiyum to demonstrate that even that which was involved in kapara has a kiyum matan damim. But you can't say it's ma'akev.
Go on.
You understand? In other words, that's going too far, Rabbi Akiva says, to say that's ma'akev. You could show the nature of the matan damim of the carbon, that in this carbon, even something which is related to it has a kiyum matan damim. But you can't say it's indispensable because kapara took place already. So it's just a kiyum and carbon. Limits.
I don't see
Rabbi Yishmael holds makiv.
Rabbi Yishmael maintains that you can have a ma'akiv in the matan damim shel carbon, even if the matan damim shel carbon per se. And Rabbi Akiva holds you can only have a ma'akev and matan damim if it's kapara. But a ma'akev in matan damim that's not shel kapara, he can't envision. He can't envision.
Isn't he saying that there's no kiyum in the karma?
It was on? I feel we don't have to go any further. That the machlokis, we have enough. That Rabbi Yishmael's Mechadesh, a new halacha, which is that you can have a ma'akev of matan damim shel carbon, even though the matan damim is not a machaper. Rabbi Akiva simply does not hold that there's such a concept. I'm happy to leave it here. Okay.
Whether the kiyum carbon.
Rabbi Akiva maintains, however, that it can't be mandatory. But it can be a kiyum to show that this carbon is of such a nature, so elevated, that even that which requires, that which is not machaper, but because it was related to the machaper, creates a kiyum matana, matan damim. But he holds it can't be makev. I will leave it right here.
Okay.
So we'll take Gemara and then I'll from it off. So Gemara says, "Oh, Mamar El Yisod Mizbech Haolo, V'lo Yisod Mizbech HaPnimi." Which one was that? That was the first one, correct? The first I said. So Gemara says, "I'm a Baile Legufe." That you need it for itself.
Rashi.
She shafchem lisod mizbech achitzon. Okay. And not to miu kol shkin imratza yitnei malapnimi.
Right.
The mehecha yalaf miyuto. Okay. The ikasha ha yalfin and bevraisa dein lo yisod legamri. That doesn't have yisod. Ahu mi yitura dekra. That's from the Yitur the Kra. That's the second one, because the second one's Yitur the Kra, because the first one already told you can't pour it, can they get its own Yisod? I mean on its own promise. V dashes kama lugufe, but if you're going to dash in the first one is lugufe, then you have to do it on the Mizbech HaChitzon. But if you did it on Mizbech HaPnimi, it's good. The Tinyono Lemiyuta, and the second one, you're going to darshan that you can't do it on Mizbech HaPnimi. Sulo Miyate Sheni. So the second one's not going to be Miyusa. Lahachi. To teach you that you can't do it on the Mizbech HaPnimi. Elom Mikra Shlishi. You're going to have to use the third pasuk for that one. So one will be Lugufe, one will be for the... For the you can't do it on Mizbech. That one will be Legufe, one will be that you can't do it on Mizbech HaPnimi, and the third one
has no Yisod.
And the third one will tell you that it has no Yisod. So you don't have an extra limud. So you can't do that. Okay. So how do I know though that it's the Mizbech HaChitzon? So the Gemara says, "Me'asher Pesach olam moed nafka da'ina chitzon, v'ha'va motzi l'michtav al yisod mizbech asher Pesach olam moed mizbech olam olam l'miyuta." So it's coming to be mamayit that you can't do it keneged on the mizbech apnimi. Okay. So therefore, now the Gemara says, "Ten yisod l'mizbech shel olah." That's what? That's the third one. The Esau Kedaitach Kirichsiv Hani Lomali, and you skip the next two words, Shirayim Habroyavidlo. The Chitim that the Apach Mepach, the Broy Legavoy, the Gavoy Lebroy, who ain't lo yourself with Pnimi Atzmo. Alright, let's say Rashi really explains it. In these Nun Beis Amar Aleph, because they learned that that's going on the previous. The Esau Kedaitach Legufei Aso Hani Lomali Ma Bolalam Denu Lishirayim Asher Yishafech Shiar of Lemezbeach Hachitzon Pshita Do Olav Yishpachim Do Ho Tchilas Mat Nosov Bechutz Nasu. Because if it's coming to, what is it going to teach you? That the Shiore Adam from the Melech, right? The Tchilas Matnosov, right? So the Shiore Adam from the Mizbeach. Achitzon, Ditzchilas Matnosov, Bechutz Nasu, Vechitema Iksiv El Yisod Mizbach Stoma, Havamina Nafik Mepach, Shiori Hadomim, Apnimiim, Hatzor Hitzrach Hakosav Lishboch Besoch, Bechutz. Umehem Atalome, Shiori Achitzon, Yinel Lupnimi, Ho Ein Lo Yisod Lupnimi, Yatzma Hokach Hakochach, Ten Yisod Mizbech, Shor Olo Kamar.
There's like a possible avamina. The halacha is you have to just always have both mizbechos.
That is
good. If you use zrika, you just shrik on the other
one. Right, a different concept.
brand new council, right? But you practically can't do it.
In other words, what would that mean, really? That the matan damim always has to be on both mizbechos.
Right.
So the Gemara says, you can't say that, why? Because
there's no
yisod. Because there's no yisod, right. Exactly. Most from the second one, I know there's no yisod. Okay. But that's a hafamina.
Right.
That you'd have to involve both mizbechos. So now the Gemara says, el yisod mizbech ha'oloksiv, el yisod mizbech ha'oloksiv. Yavaksiv el yisod ha'olah. Why does it have to say yisod mizbech ha'olah? It should have just said el yisod ha'olah. So the Gemara says, no. Havamina b'skifa. El yisod. Hashto dechsiv el yisod mizbech ha'olah. Agago d'yisod. So Rashi says, Miksiv el yisod ha'olah, el yisod mizbech ha'olah. Bishlom eidashis le'litein tarashvichas shirayim l'chol dama machitzonim shapirksiv mizbech ha'olah. Litein tarashis yisod l'mizbech ha'olah. L'chol dama ma'an ezrakam olav. L'i l'tchilas damim kadashis, does Riki want to say, su lekel ha'meymar litein tarak neged ha'yisod l'mizbech ha'olah. L'chol dama of. D'ha'achatas t'una matan al arba kronos. V'keren drom nis mizrachas b'chlau. Al karchach aola luchude tivrishay havele lemichtav al yisod aola shetehei aola kineged hayisod mizbach aola my mizbach aola mayi. So what is miz? What do you mean mizbach aola? You should just say al yisod aola,
right?
Because that would exclude what? The corner.
That corner for aola.
Southeast corner. Right. So the Gemara says, now if we would have said El Yisod Ola Bizkifa the Yisod, She Yizrok Trilas Matnos Ha'ola Ba'alias Ama She Min Ha'aretz Araknisa She Hikonos Ama De Kula Hu Ama Bein Begovha Bein Beknisa Yisod Mikri Hashta dechsiv el yisod mizbeach yisod shu doma mizbeach dahainu gag shel yisod. Okay.
Right.
So, in other words, you would think that you can sprinkle the dam on the rise of the yisod, right? On the wall, on the rise. Kamash malon el yisod mizbeach that has a din of mizbeach, and just like mizbeach is al gaba. So the Yisod also has a din of Al Gaba. Yisod also has a din of Al Gaba.
Can you do Mizbech on the Kier also? On the Kier Mizbech?
Well, yeah.
That's the
Zrika.
That's
the Zrika. No, he's talking about Zrika, but he's saying that the Zrika has to be in the airspace of the top of the Yisod. Right, remember, he's not differentiating between airspace and between...
Oh, isn't Rashi learning Shricha? Isn't this going on Shricha?
No.
He's learning Zrika?
He's going on Zrika, yeah.
I thought we learned it's not referring to Zrika, because Zrika, I know Kav Homer. Isn't it teaching us about Shricha?
No.
Well, it says she is a Tchilas Matanas.
She is a Tchilas Matanas Ola Ba'ali Asam. It's going on Zrika. So we still have that formidable problem of... how could you have airspace equal to the thing? But he's going on Zrika.
So you're doing the Zrika on the Yisod itself?
No, you're doing the Zrika in the airspace of the top of the Yisod.
But it has to have the Gag Shel Yisod.
Yes, I just want to show you there's another permutation here. Namely, that the Gago Shel Yisod, which plays a role in Shvicha because it has to be like Mizbeach, will also play a role in airspace. Because if it would have said Yisod Mizbeach, so you'd think it would be connected to Skifa, which is the height. Okay? So Kamash Malon, no, it's got to be above it. So it partakes of the, not just does it partake of the Yisod, but it partakes of the airspace partakes of the God Shel Yisod as well, which is phenomenal. Which I just want to show you that the question is even more difficult. Because the characteristic of the Yisod is being projected into the airspace, namely the Gaga Yesod. Okay?
Not just the Yesod itself.
Not just the Yesod itself. That Gaga Yesod is Allah and Shvicha. Why? Because you derive that from Mizbeach. Just like Mizbeach has a top of the top part over here also has a top part. So you're creating it to Mizbeach that it's the Gag. And now when you're doing the Zrika in the air on the side, on the walls, on the wall of the Mizbeach, the property of Gag of the Yesod is being projected upwards, you know, somehow, we don't know how that works, in order to qualify the Zrika, which is astounding. I mean, it's even more astounding.
So you know, it's not like you're doing it on the wall of the Mizbeach, but it's like you're doing it on the...
I'm mentioning this to show you, you have to keep in mind when we do the Brisker Rav, that it's not just a matter of airspace, it's airspace of the Gog. Okay.
But you're, at this point, you're saying
the airspace is a conduit
that
connects the top to the...
So the thing is, that why do you need the Gog Shel Yesod? Because if you did it on the side of the Yesod, it would just be the Yesod, insofar as it's a component of the Mizbeach. But if you treat it like a little Mizbeach, you must do the Gog, then it's its own entity of Yesod.
As an independent significance.
Independent significance.
Interesting. Right, yeah.
Okay.
I wonder if that will help with the